Hello, and welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans. I'm David Bailey, and over the past nearly 12 years, this podcast has taken on many forms, from interviews and audio diaries to cultural snapshots and expat reflections. You might notice some different podcast names mentioned along the way, but it's all part of the same journey, one that explores life, people, and stories from this fascinating region I now call home. If you're enjoying the listen, I'd love it if you left a quick review or rating wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps others discover the show. And if something in the episode sparks your interest or curiosity, why not drop me a message? I always enjoy hearing from listeners. I always reply.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovich Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans, the podcast that takes you on a captivating journey into the heart of Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. Each episode, we delve into the rich history, vibrant culture, and hidden gems of this beautiful country. Through engaging conversations and personal anecdotes, we aim to bridge the gap between the Balkans and the rest of the world. So sit back, relax, and get ready to be inspired, entertained, and connected.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with David Bailey.
Welcome to this episode of the podcast. And if you're a first-time listener, I'm David Bailey, an Englishman in the Balkans. I've lived in the northwest of Bosnia and Herzegovina for over 20 years. This podcast is all about telling stories from this small, heart-shaped, but often misunderstood country in the Western Balkans. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of everyday life. We rush from one appointment to the next, always trying to be on time and getting things done as quickly as possible. But what if we could slow down and enjoy the small things in life? Well, that's the concept of CHAIF, a way of life that is deeply ingrained in the culture of Bosnia and Herzegovina. Recently, I had the pleasure of speaking with Nermin Numic, the co-owner and founder of a travel agency in Sarajevo called CHAIF, which is based on this very concept. Numa, that's his nickname, explained that the word CHAIF is derived from the Arabic word kaif, which means pleasure. It's a way of life that is all about finding pleasure in the small things.
I think in Bosnia, the CHAIF is a way of life, and maybe it's spoken more than anywhere else and like lived. And that should be more about enjoying the small things in life.
What's unique about CHAIF is that it's deeply personal and individual. Everyone has their own definition of what brings them pleasure and what makes them happy. In Sarajevo, where Numa is from, CHAIF is a way of life that is respected and cherished by everyone. If someone is enjoying their own personal CHAIF, like smoking a cigarette or sipping on a cup of coffee, it's respected by others and not disrupted. The concept of CHAIF is more than just living in the moment or enjoying life's pleasures. It's a way of life that is deeply ingrained in the culture of Bosnia and Herzegovina. It's a reminder to slow down and appreciate the little things in life that can bring us joy and happiness. It's about taking the time to connect with others over a cup of coffee or a meal and enjoying their company.
Listening to an Englishman in the Balkans.
Yeah, we have a travel agency in Sarajevo, like you said, and the name is Chafe, and the concept about Chafe is something that I would like to get out to maybe the Western world, or like that it's known a little bit better, because everybody knows the what La Dolce Vita means, or laissez-faire, c'est la vie, what that should mean and what kind of life attitude that is. And like, we have something that is very specific, and it's called Chafe. The word more or less is known through the whole Arab world and Turkey. More or less, it's either cave or chafe, and it's everywhere. It means some kind of pleasure. I think in Bosnia, the chafe is a way of life, and maybe it's spoken more than anywhere else, and like lived. And that should be more about enjoying the small things in life, enjoying your coffee, your beer after work, cigarette after sex. Whatever somebody finds their chafe, and that is something at least in Sarajevo, sacred. So if somebody is having a cigarette and that is his chafe, and you don't like that cigarette, but you're not going to ruin his chafe. So everybody respects this individual thing about their own small little pleasure that are worth living the life. So that's the concept about Chafe, and that is what we want to, the message that we get want to get across for our guests and future guests and everybody who wants to come to Bosnia that associates it with this way of life, about the small little pleasures that we have that are more important than sometimes either money or I don't know what.
Today, the phrase be in the moment, live in the moment, enjoy the moment is bandied about. But actually, you can abbreviate that down to just one word, chafe.
Right. That I like it that, like Rick Steve said, I like the words that you can't translate, you need to describe them. And that is chafe. It's not only living the moment, it's a lot of things, everything that I said. And probably beyond that, it depends. Everybody has their own definition of it, but everybody understands what somebody means when he said that is my chafe, or like I'm chafing, which is like the right moment of that enjoyment. I chafing kafu, like I'm enjoying that coffee. But yeah, so it's not only one word, it's a description of something that is very subjective.
So people that come to Bosnia and Herzegovina, they're going through especially old town centres, for example, maybe the Bashashir in Sarajevo as a good example, and people that are visiting and they're walking down the road and they're looking to left and right, and there are people sat on the sidewalk with coffee, minding their own business, and sometimes maybe looking bored, especially a European might say, no, it's looking bored. But actually, it's their chafe, right?
I hope so. It's very often associated with coffee, and it is mostly the chafe with coffee. Bosnian tends to drink like a small cup of coffee for 2 or 3 hours with a friend. The coffee should be an excuse to meet and to chafe, to gossip, to talk about what is happening, or just like to enjoy the coffee in the sun. So yes, it's either coffee, can be a beer, my father or I like when you open the beer and you hear this like that is something, okay, now I know it's I'm done with work and now I can enjoy or chafe my beer. So I think it's essential and the backbone of our society, chafe and coffee and all of this enjoyment. Like you said, I think it's very for a lot of people it's important, more important the chafe than the money or anything that maybe is associated with the modern society.
You told me an anecdote that goes back to your father, actually. Your father makes exceptional satch. We can talk about satch later on, but it's meals that are prepared in a sort of like a double-sided wok with fire on top of them. That's very, very simplistic. But your dad does this wonderful thing, and you said, you know, I've got some friends, can you do it for me? And that interferes with his chafe because satch is part of his chafe, isn't it?
Well, he will gladly do such for me and my friends. But what I had the idea is because as part of our products that we have or programs for our guests coming is a Bosnian cooking class. And I had the idea that my father makes this exceptional such that could be part of the experience that people would see while coming to Bosnia and Herzegovina. That would be good money, actually. But he's not interested in that. He would be rather doing it for us or for my friends, but not for the money because this is like kvari chafe. It makes his chafe go away because then he has to be a waiter and cook and look if everything is right. And as such, he's doing his first own chafe. So I'm still in the process of convincing him, please, let's do it for tourists so that they can see how such is made and let them see the Bosnian hospitality and so on. So he's still not convinced because this is his free time and even money, which is good money that I offered him. He's still not keen.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe buying us a coffee. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast.
How do you incorporate chafe into like having a tourism business to show people Bosnia-Herzegovina? Because I know that you are into slow tourism. I'm a great believer in slow tourism. But chafe takes slow tourism to an even slower level, doesn't it?
I think chafe is the ultimate slow tourism. It's not slower. It's just actually that what we've done. Since our target market is German speaking, but I had it as well with one Canadian actually guest. So we did like a food tour, and in this food tour, I think we are visiting six stops. So and at one stop, it was at my friend's place. He has his own brewery and rakia and his own beer that he brews. And after we had this beer and rakia, and I offered the guy, do you want to have another beer? Like saying, I will give you that beer. But he was, no, but like, what is the next stop? Because he has this checklist that he wants to do and not actually kind of, he maybe still enjoyed everything, but he wants to do everything that is on his agenda and move on instead of enjoy that moment. Okay, we have a nice talk. Let's have another beer. Don't watch at the watch. How much time we are spending, just enjoy it. So I would like that people, when they come here or anywhere, they don't have a list that they want to cross and say, I was in Bosnia and I saw one day Sarajevo, one day Mostar, and that's it. No, I want them like stay at one place 5-6 days. There is so much to see. Do some chafe with somebody, go be invited to somebody's home and eat something. Just enjoy a casual walk through Bascharsia or Vilsono. See how other people are just enjoying the walk and the sun. You could see people in Sarajevo walking like 5 kilometers without any goal or aim where to finally arrive. It's just enjoying the walk. And they start from, I don't know, from Malta, go to Čaršija and back. That's maybe even 10 kilometers. And they do it for no reason, which is, for me, I discovered when I was in Germany that people don't walk just like that for walking. Though they either hike and they have like a goal, or they, instead of taking a tram, maybe they walk to the desired destination. But just walking and for walking's sake, that is not a concept, which shocked me. And that's why I would like when people come here that they don't come with their agenda, that they just to our agenda. And that is like, take your time, enjoy it, ask me question, eat something. We don't need to be tied to the schedule and do everything in 2 hours like agreed, we can take our 4 hours even if we want. So that's the kind of a concept. Take your time and enjoy and soak in what you are experiencing.
You're listening to an Englishman in the Balkans.
You were talking about the coffee culture, and just now we're drinking coffee. Tamara's made us actually it's German ground coffee, but it's not freshly ground like it would be here traditionally. If people want to find out how you make it, you have videos and other clips and other content on your social media channels that people can see. That how is social media helping you promote this concept of chafe?
Well, it's helping because I have a broader audience to explain what is chafe, but still, it prepares maybe people to understand that this is our world and that it's a concept and that how people live. And then when they come, maybe they understand it more. Or like I showed like right now to you, this is how we drink coffee. This is the way to do, but do your own thing if you want. But this is the traditional way. So I have this is a tool, but that the tool shows to the broader audience what they can expect. But then they need still to come here and to experience it so that they understand. If I tell you we're going to have a coffee, we might have like 3 coffees or we might end up drunk. I like that we can construct the narrative about what we want to say in social media. So if I want to aim, let's explain what the concept is. We're going to explain the concept. Let's do the sales pitch to people, how they can book us. We can do that. And especially what is important to us. So the official statistics about tourism in Bosnia and Herzegovina is, I think people stay roughly around 2.5 nights in Bosnia and Herzegovina while visiting. I think our average is around 7 to 10 days. We didn't take it, but it's like so much more than the average. So like 3 times than the average. And I think maybe we made it that people understand, okay, we can take our time, and if we push the narrative how we want, then people will stay as well longer. So because sometimes we had people, okay, in this day I want to visit from Sarajevo to Jajce to Mostar and back, and then we tell them that's not a good idea. I can do this for you, but you will spend the whole day driving around. Let's do it our way, and that's the chafe way. And then the people are actually very satisfied when they have more time to soak in. Good example, for example, yeah, it's a small city. It's like if you want to be done, you're done in 2 hours. But if you want, you can stay there like as well 3 days. You know, like there's this Pliva Lakes, there is this amazing waterfall, there is so much history about the city. There is some good food, there is this surroundings, it's good for hiking, it's good for... So you can stay, but people don't know that. And most of the time, the other tour agency that are here, of course, they do what the tourist wants to do. But very often, tourists don't know what is to do. You know, they don't know what they don't know. So we need to create a narrative how they should travel and enjoy and be in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Maybe I diverge from the topic, but that's...
You said we could sit down and have, like, 3 coffees. That's not a case of just having 3 refills like in North America or in London, is it? I mean, without giving too much away, we went shopping last night and you were looking at a particular type of coffee. I'm going to say this in English, and I really would appreciate if you can elaborate on it. Arrival coffee, talking coffee, and let's leave quickly coffee, if you want to put it that way.
If you want to put it that way. So yeah, it's a... So it's, I can't say it's official, but like everybody knows it. So it's a dočekuša, welcoming coffee. And it's every time a freshly made coffee. So probably the people will associate with Turkish coffee. It's, in Bosnia, coffee is a little bit different. So we have this dočekuša, welcoming coffee, razgovoruša, which is like like you said, the coffee that we let's chat about what's happening here and around. And the one is like Sikteruša, and it's the translated like fuck off coffee. It's like comes from the Turkish word Sikter, which is an insult, like to really to fuck off. So, and that's the concept. You will see people sitting 2 or 3 hours drinking a coffee in, at least in Sarajevo. You will see them drinking at 9 or 10 o'clock in the evening, drinking a coffee. It's the backbone of our society. So when somebody comes for a coffee, your neighbor, it's a whole process, maybe often 45 minutes of making a coffee back then, and it's not even that far away, right after the war, like up to 2000, 2002, it was as well a concept in my grandma's. So somebody comes, she freshly roasts the coffee in a shish over the open fire, then she grounds it with this, yeah, like old coffee grinder that you have here as well, I see, but like some other, and then she makes a coffee, and that's the only the dočekuša, and then there is razgovoruša, and then it's the sikteruša, which is also mostly a little bit stronger coffee, so that somebody needs to go to the toilet, and that's probably the goodbye coffee then.
Well, that's it for this episode of the podcast, exploring the culture of chaif here in Bosnia and Herzegovina. I hope you found it interesting and learned more about this fascinating aspect of Bosnian life, and maybe have been inspired to explore more of the rich cultural heritage of my adopted country. If you did, please do leave a review, as it really does help for the podcast to grow. And also, maybe you might consider subscribing to our blog as well. The link is in the show notes. If you would like to learn more about chaif, or in fact to experience it, then why not get in touch with Numa at the link in the show notes as well. In the meantime, please stay safe wherever you are listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe buying us a coffee. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again, and see you next time.
And that's a wrap for this podcast. We hope you've enjoyed finding out a little more about both Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. If you've enjoyed this journey as much as we enjoy bringing it to you, please take a moment to leave us a review and subscribe to our podcast. Your feedback helps us tremendously and makes a huge difference. Thank you once again for joining us, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans. So that's it for this one. Thanks for keeping me company. If you enjoyed the episode, maybe share it with a friend who might like it too. And if you've got thoughts, questions, or just want to say hello, you can always reach out. Also, if you'd like to support the podcast and help me keep telling these stories, you can drop a little tip via Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the show notes. Even a euro or two makes a big difference. So that's it then. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next episode.